Last December, the Champaign County Housing Authority announced their plans to build a new public housing project on a vacant lot in the Turnberry Ridge neighborhood. It was one of the few available lots in the city that was actually zoned for multifamily housing, and it was approved for up to 200 people. Edward Bland, the executive director of the Housing Authority, says that these kind of projects are urgently needed.
There are roughly over 3,000 plus families in Champaign County that need affordable housing.
On Tuesday, Turnberry Ridge residents were given a chance to weigh in on the project at a council study session, and they were less than enthusiastic. Some, like Heather Zorn, say the neighborhood is already too crowded.
Our neighborhood does not have the infrastructure to bring in more traffic.
Other residents said they were worried about their property values. And some, like attorney George Vargas, raised concerns about public safety.
I would never paint anybody who's low income as a criminal. I would say 99% of the people that are low income, hardworking, but there is that element.
In spite of the protests, Bland says that the plan to build will go ahead once the Housing Authority has completed the city's development process. Building on the project won't start for many months, if not years. That means that for the Housing Authority and the community, it's going to be a long conversation. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm Chris Berube.